With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstrip. A divided Colorado Supreme Court is removing former President Trump from the state's primary ballot, saying in a historic ruling he's ineligible to be president after his role in the January 6, 21 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Heritage Foundation senior legal fellow Hans Van Spakovsky tells the Salem Radio Network this is a bad ruling for all voters.
They're taking away your right to decide whether or not to vote for a candidate for president. And you should have the ability to do that, even if it's to vote against him.
Tuesday's ruling marks the first time in history Section 3 of the 14th Amendment's been used to disqualify a presidential candidate. But Von Spakovsky says that only applies to appointed officials.
The Colorado Supreme Court is basically thumbing its nose at the U.S. Supreme Court because it said, Donald, we're just going to ignore those decisions. Donald Trump was an officer of the United States.
Also at SRNnews.com, House Select Committee and the Chinese Communist Party Chair Mike Gallagher expects Congress to take action against the Chinese Communist Party-affiliated social media platform TikTok earlier next year.
Taking action on TikTok is incredibly important. Getting some resolution on this issue of American capital flowing to China.
Speaking with Salem Radio Network, the Wisconsin Republican also recommends arming Marines with weapons that can sink Chinese ships to strengthen America's ability to deter war with China, which he describes as the priority national security problem.
Having small teams of Marines in the southern Japanese islands and in the northern Philippines island armed with weapons that can sink Chinese ships would enhance our deterrent posture. It's not a substitute for a lot of the things that the Marine Corps has traditionally done.
This is SRN News. America's young people are social media's biggest users.
93% of kids between the ages of 13 and 17 are on YouTube regularly. 67% use TikTok, and about two-thirds are on Snapchat. Pro-family groups and clergymen say these numbers are the exact reason why lawmakers and regulators need to do more to protect young people from dangerous content. Critics say social media is a kind of Wild West environment these days, full of pornography and sex traffickers, and kids have very little protection. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Victory Outreach Church in Pomona, California, going to have a tough Christmas after the building was destroyed in a massive fire over the past weekend, just hours before a celebration was set that included a Christmas play and a toy giveaway. Firefighters said they did all they could to try to save the church, but after 20 minutes, the roof started to collapse and the fire expanded. No injuries reported, the cause under investigation. This is SRN News. Tough business day Wednesday.
A late-day market sell-off snapped Wall Street's nine-day win streak. The market dropped after disappointing profit reports from companies. FedEx shares tumbled after cutting its revenue forecast. Weakness for FedEx could damage hopes that the economy can conquer high inflation without a recession. The Federal Trade Commission is proposing sweeping changes to a decades-old law that regulates how companies can track and advertise to children, including turning off targeted ads to kids under 13 by default.
By the numbers, it's Greg Cluxton reporting. By the numbers, the Dow dropped 476 points, closing out the day at 37,082. The NASDAQ fell 225 to end at 14,778. And the S&P 500 was lost 70 points to 46.98. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrip.